The plan consists of ways Wrangell will use $650,000 to complete the AKBC intertie. Assemblymember Ernie Christian is chairman of the Wrangell Energy Committee. He says the completion of the intertie could open up opportunities for the Southeast region.
It spurs the economic development of maybe non-potentially feasible hydro projects become feasible because it has a market. And, of course, it helps Wrangell for economic stability and create new jobs throughout the region. And I think it's just a win-win situation for everybody concerned. And I think on the Canadian side, they're looking for renewable energy, too, and hopefully they'll build their side. And we're looking time frame-wise, everything has to kind of happen together to make it work. But we're taking the first step right now.
The proposal includes hiring an energy consultant firm, securing permits from the Lake Tahoe Hydro plant to the Canadian border, creating a timeline for construction, updating construction plans and costs, updating the feasibility study, and keeping in contact with British Columbia officials. Christian says he hopes Wrangell can get more funding once the permits are in place.
With a coalition between Alaska and British Columbia and the state and local level, we could lobby and hopefully get some of that money. The last construction cost for the intertie was in 2007 was between $26 and $28 million. Of course, prices have gone up, so we're hoping that we might be able to secure that funding from the state or federal level.
The Energy Committee will present the proposal at next week's assembly meeting. Then it will go before the AEA on Thursday, February 12th. Christian says he hopes the borough can convince the AEA that the proposal is a step in the right direction.
I think this is the best use of the money because that's what it originally was appropriated for. And I believe Wrangell can push the ball forward and with everybody's help. So hopefully we can produce the intertie and help everybody in our region.
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.